MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting now with Tim Acker, Portfolio Manager, the Allan Gray Equity Fund. Tim, appreciate the early morning time. We have war, we have inflation, we have bond yields globally at multi-decade or in some case all-time highs. This should be a perfect situation for the hedge environment around gold. Instead, it seems to be acting more as a risk-on asset. It is not doing what one would normally expect gold to do, which is, I think, perhaps a warning for investors.
Yeah, good morning and good morning to the listeners. You're 100% right. So if we think, you know, why do people historically own something like gold? You know, typically it holds its value quite well when other assets are down, when markets are falling, a hedge against inflation. You know, it's typically seen as a store of value when people lose trust in a currency or in governments. And, you know, and lately that's obviously the argument people have been using is, you know, loss of confidence in the US dollar, independence of the Fed, these kind of arguments. But then as you point out, you know, one would expect if there's a war, the gold price would be going up, but actually, you know, the gold price is lower than where it started this year.
And that has implications. I mean, and the big one, I mean, we saw it last year where the local market had a spectacular year. That was in the back of gold and PGM miners. We're now seeing the inverse this year. I mean, you know, Goldfields, AngloGold Ashanti, these are all sort of 30, 40% off the highs from earlier in the year. It's a tough time for investors.
Yeah, as you point out, many of these gold and platinum shares have, you know, more or less halved this year from their peak and sort of, you know, around February. And something that was worrying us last year is, you know, yes, there are all these bullish long-term arguments for gold, but there's definitely been an increase in just general speculation and buyers by buying by investors of both gold and platinum. In addition to, you know, central banks also buying gold, and any idea that's a good idea can be taken too far, right? And at some point becomes a bad idea. So if there's just too much speculative activity, then that always makes us a little bit cautious. So we were taking profit in gold last year. This change in correlation, which sort of seems like a technical thing, but it just means that, you know, gold is moving with shares rather than in the opposite direction as it has a hedge. Definitely makes it less useful in a portfolio as a protection tool.
That was going to be my next point, because it's acting, I mean, you know, gold has a purpose in a portfolio. To your point, it's a hedge, sure, and I might get some return from it, but its focus is on that hedge. Is there still opportunity here, or is this, and maybe it's an unanswerable question, I mean, is gold fundamentally broken? Does it go back to its hedge status? How are you viewing that at Allan Gray?
So we still think there's opportunity in gold. We still think it does serve a purpose. But the size in the portfolio, I think, is really the critical question. So it's one thing to say, I've got this hedge in my portfolio. It protects against, you know, something really bad happening. It's maybe 5% of my portfolio, maybe 10% of my portfolio, you know, for in case something bad happens. But then it's a very different thing if gold and platinum becomes, you know, close to a third of your portfolio, as it has in the all-share index. Earlier this year, gold and platinum shares made up about a third of the index. So now it's dominating your return, right? And the volatility you're getting from that movement every day in the gold and platinum prices is moving your portfolio, sort of swinging it up and down. So that, we think, is a little bit of a dangerous situation. So we've definitely been trimming those positions and saying, we still want to own gold, but just at a much smaller position size.
I get you. And back to sort of classic portfolio construction, which at the heart of it is diversification and managing that part of the process. We'll leave it there. Tim Acker, Portfolio Manager, the Allan Gray Equity Fund. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.